This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Children's Hospital Colorado must resume gender-affirming care. That's according to a new ruling from the Colorado State Supreme Court. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
In a 5-2 decision, the state's highest court issued a preliminary injunction saying the hospital has to continue offering gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers or hormone therapy, for patients while a lawsuit filed by several families for transgender youth continues to make its way through the system. Children's and Denver Health cut off care earlier this year. This came after the Department of Health and Human Services threatened hospitals could be removed from federal health care programs like Medicaid if they continued to offer gender-affirming care. In their dissent, the two justices said the majority dismissed the threat, which could lead to the entire hospital being shut down. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Interior Department is telling national parks leaders to consider relaxing some hunting and fishing regulations. That includes at Curaconte National Recreation Area near Gunnison. But the National Parks Conservation Association says hunting limits, like restricting where hunters can shoot near trails, are important.
We really do encourage that hunting and trapping, when it occurs on National Park Service lands, is done in a manner that has the least impact.
Advocacy groups also say that loosening restrictions on lead ammunition and tackle could be bad for the environment. In Denver this afternoon, more rain with rain and snow overnight. This is CPR News.